T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Two-time Stanley Cup champ, AT&T Sportsnet hockey analyst Jay Caulfield with us. Jay, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Well, disappointed, as all Penguins fans are, looking at the big picture. This team has been extraordinary over the past 13 seasons to get into the playoffs, but when you're swept in the first series, it's a pretty tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, it won't go well for anybody. I mean, nobody's feeling good about anything here, and they just kind of got caught up in against a team that just kind of did their own. They played their game their way. When I say their game, and it's a phrase that's always used, but their system, you know, to a T. Their neutral zone 1-1-3 is what they do in the neutral zone. But it wasn't only that. It was their goaltender was very good. They just competed in every area of the rink, and they in this round were the better team. They played the game extremely hard, Larry, and it was very frustrating and difficult when the Penguins did get their opportunities. They didn't have, you know, couldn't bury one or off a post, or like I said, the defenseman makes the big stop on Phil Kessel. Sidney Crosby had an opportunity. I mean, the players worked hard. It was just hard to solve, and to the point that they're going home.
It was, in my opinion, their best team effort last night, and they were frustrated. One more goal could have made a big difference. But at the end of the day, everything seemed to be going the Islanders' way because they seemed to be everywhere in the right place almost all the time. A lot of odd man breaks. And if Barry Trotz, coach of the Islanders, isn't NHL Coach of the Year, I would be shocked for what he's done for this team.
Yeah, I feel that too. I felt even coming in for what he did just to get the team into the playoffs. I think there was even a quote, Matt Martin, there was a quote by him after the game, and I've been feeling this and saying this all along. They're a team that came in with a chip on their shoulder, and rightly so. Nobody gave them an opportunity. Nobody gave them a chance, a thought that they'd make the playoffs, let alone win in the first round by a sweep. So they lose Tavares, who goes to Toronto, who's their best player. That's like in a sense, if Sidney Crosby walked away and you continue, well, the Penguins have Evgeny Malkin and so on and so forth. Well, this team has a youngster in Barzal, Matthew Barzal, but the rest of our guys are all, they play the game hard. They've been picked up. They put together a good team. Lou Lamoriello comes over there to the island, and Barry Trotz making that move, and I do believe he's the first coach to win a cup and then move on from one city to another, and he does this job, and he had it. They had this. They played their game to perfection. Penguins just couldn't find a way, and again, the odd man breaks, as you mentioned about that, they're killers, and they just seem to score. Their response after the Penguins would score was outstanding, and they get the next one and deflate the building and the bench, and hence you have the results that you do.
Here's a shocking number, and that is in 4 games, the Penguins only led a total of 4 minutes and 51 seconds.
Yeah, that is, and again, if you've, you know, we've talked about this at times, you'll always hear a team say, well, a very big shift is you start the period, how you end the period, how you start the period, shifts after a goal is scored. They're really big shifts in a hockey game because you don't want to lose momentum, and if you're one on the other side, you're trying to take it back. You're trying to get it back. Well, the Islanders just did that countless times against the Penguins, and it was really a tough. I thought last night's goal, the first goal they scored was, it's hard to believe, but then, you know, 4 minutes into a game, you're saying there's a dagger in the game, and that was it. First goal that they scored, they came right back and they scored it on a great play by the Islanders, and a little misstep here or there on the Penguins side, and they scored. That was a huge, huge goal to take the momentum. I thought the fans in the building, they were doing everything they could to keep the guys ready. They were behind them. They were energized, and still to no avail. But the Penguins had a great start, but the Islanders, just as we said, bounced right back, Larry.
Yeah, we're used to the Penguins taking us to June And here it is, April 17th. So, Jay, obviously, there, as there always are, changes in the offseason, likely to be even more this year. They'll take some time to assess that, but I think we're going to see some movement. Don't you agree?
Yeah, Larry, I do. I mean, it is a tough. I mean, they're always, even when a team wins, there's moves. I can remember being in team pictures, knowing that you're doing a team picture at the end of the year, and maybe 25% of the roster was vulnerable while you're taking that picture. You realize, hey, this is even after winning the cups that we had won, that our team had won. And when that happens, you know something's going on, or somebody's not going to be protected, something like this, and you're always going to hear. There's been rumblings all year long about certain things, and certain things might just stay the same because in some cases there's not much you can do with contracts, and there's still, you know, there's a lot that goes into this, and they're going to have to settle down and probably let it all, you know, just let it all sit for a little bit before any decisions start to come up and what you can and cannot do. I mean, there's just things that they'll be in a sense saddled with something or I don't want to say stuck because some contracts might not be able to move or whatever it could be. But there's going to be change. The game is young and fast, and they need to be that way. And at times the Islanders made the Penguins not look like they were in that category, and that's going to change. And I know with Jim Rutherford as the GM and Mario as the owner and the whole ownership group and to a coaching staff, Mike Sullivan, there's only so much you can do. You're a coaching staff, and if you're Mike Sullivan and you're that group, you can harp and preach about what you need to do, and if something still goes away or these odd man breaks when they step up, what's the guy going to do? It's decisions that were made. Well, the same thing's going to go down with the roster, and we'll start hearing rumblings, I'm sure, especially when you get swept. So let's see how this all plays out, Larry. But tough decisions ahead for Penguins management.
Well, my tip of the hat to the organization for always getting us into playoffs and creating a lot of excitement. The fans were terrific last night in AT&T Sportsnet's coverage with you and Rob King. Enjoyed it all year and appreciate your time this morning, Jay. Thanks.
You're welcome, Larry. Take care of yourself.
Back to the golf course, big man.
I know, Larry. That's so true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.